This is Kurt.
This is Tracy.
I'm Jason.
And we are the MFG Cast. I almost flubbed it up. It's funny how you do things like enough times and you still
go. What were you gonna flub?
We're doing something different. I don't know if you've noticed. Like, instead of going, "This is the MFG Cast," I'm doing, "We are the MFG Cast."
I did notice. Yeah.
It's more inclusive.
Exactly. Let's include the whole world in this.
We are the world. Right, I got scolded for singing on these, didn't I? Mm-hmm. Not really.
I don't think so.
No, I got told that I should sing more, I believe.
Copyright, I think so.
Yeah, copyrights be danged.
Yeah, that's right.
Darned.
As long as you're under 30 seconds, we don't have to pay for it, so.
Oh, dude, I never last longer than 30 seconds at anything.
I thought you were going to say under 30 years old.
I mean, I don't know the, what is that thing that they have the rights? Like, if it, there is a thing where if it gets to be so many years old that it's.
Oh, yeah, public domain.
Public domain now, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, I was going to say. Technically, you can do, like, they've been doing horror things like Mickey Mouse and Winnie the Pooh, which is crazy to me.
The Winnie the Pooh ones are insane.
They are
insane.
They're
so good.
Yeah.
I hate them. They're great.
So we're here to talk about board games, apparently, but we've gone off the deep end.
Board games!
That's right. This episode, we're going to be talking about Harmonies. It's published by Libelude. I can never.
Wow.
I don't know if that's how you say it. Labalud.
I thought you were going to say la boo boo.
La boo boo.
Because that, apparently that's a big thing right now. La boo boo.
Apparently? You mean it's everywhere?
I know, but I don't understand it.
Yeah.
So.
I'm too old for that shit. I don't know
what
that's
what I mean.
Either.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
La boo boo.
La boo boo.
24 karat gold.
La boo boo.
It sounds like you're just saying a French thing of Yogi Bear and Boo Boo, his buddy.
Is it la boo boo?
A la boo boo.
La boo boo.
I have to put my
stealing our pick and dig baskets.
Boy, I think anybody younger than 30 years old have already turned off this.
We're bringing in a lot of things together.
We are sure.
We're tying it all
together. We're tying it all
right
together.
Hey, I got a question. Something outside of kind of about what. What we're talking about here with, you call this board games. What's the difference? When is it a board game and when is it a tabletop game and when is it a, what are the categories? Like, what makes something a board game? Because I know we've talked about, like, playing board games. When I talk to my friends, they're like, so, like, Monopoly and whatever. And it's like, well, kind of, but there's a lot of different things. What makes something like these have boards? But is Harmonies a board game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. It's weird because when you talk about tabletop games and you talk about board games, I think it depends upon the person because a lot of people say tabletop games and they talk about role-playing games. They talk about those with books because they're on tables, but it's like you can play a board game on a table too. So
yeah, like action. Well, and like I always thought of those like the ones with like action figures where like you're moving them around and like strategy kind of games.
Like
the ones,
miniatures and stuff?
Yeah, like when you watch like the old war movies and they've got like the battle going on in your movie. Like that's what I think of when I think of tabletop games.
Yeah.
But then some of these that we're playing aren't necessarily board games, but can you still call them a board game?
Apparently they do. Cause
I feel like it depends on the person, and I feel like the terminology, this is my opinion, is interchangeable. So I think it depends on who you talk to. Like, I think
is this something that, like, people argue about? Like, is this something where, like, the gaming nerds, because I'm the novice.
Well, we don't know anybody that does it. It doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. I mean, really.
No, I mean, I wouldn't be like.
Like, is this one of those things that's debated in gaming forums?
Yeah, not that I've seen, but, like, but again, like, talking about other stuff, like, Will Wheaton had his YouTube channel called Tabletop, and mostly all they played was board games. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I don't know.
It might just be a preference on what people want to call them.
Yeah, for sure. Because a lot of times when you're playing a card game, it's they're on Board Game Geek. Card games are on Board Game Geek, but they're technically not board games because they're just cards.
Yeah, because some of the deck building games I know we've had, like, there is a board to some of them, but there's not to others. But they're the same style of game. Are they still a board game, or are they a card game? Where is the cutoff? These are the things I think about when I'm bored.
You know what, though? That's weird that you brought that up, because I was thinking about that the other day.
Are we connected?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Were you sending me
comps?
Yeah. I bet you there's someone listening to this right now. They're like, fuck it. That's exactly what I was just thinking.
I'm actually looking it up. Well, so it says, tabletop is the overarching category for all games played on a flat surface, while board game is a specific type of tabletop game that centrally features a pre-printed board.
Interesting.
Yeah, that doesn't really answer it.
It brings more confusion to the
time. But it says board games are a subset of tabletop games, which also include card games, dice games, and role-playing games.
Interesting.
Is what it says. That is courtesy of AI.
Ugh, gross.
I know.
Can't believe we're promoting that.
I
feel filthy right now.
I was literally just that's the AI overview on Google.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. So it's like the main heading versus the sub.
Yeah.
Heading.
So it's not actually a serious thing within gamers, then. That's what kind of.
I really don't think so, but maybe some people are like, "Do not."
Yeah.
Do not.
If I know the internet, somebody's arguing about something.
Right. So for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
There's some keyboard warrior out there.
True.
Yeah.
This isn't a board game. Me. All right. Let's get into harmony, shall we?
And we just lost some more people.
Yeah, it was very unharmonious.
That's right.
And now all together, let's sing in harmony. And let's lose some more people. I'm going to sing in A. Who's going to sing?
My voice is amazing.
Mine's amazing in the shower. I don't know about y'all.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
I turned it up to 11.
I was outside.
Nice.
I thought you were going to be, I was in there.
No.
Sad face.
What in the world?
We've been around each other too much lately. Not enough.
Let's talk about this game.
Yeah, it's
a fun one.
Yeah. So basically, you're trying to kind of build your own habitat. What? What's happening to me?
Habitat. Nice. I like it. This one was so fun. We played it back to back weeks because it was like, hey, this is really cool. There's a second board on the other side of the board. Let's do it again. Because there's a little bit of strategy to it where you're collecting your tokens and relying on what's available, what other people are taking, what other people are going for. And yeah, I really like this one.
I think we would have played it again the next week, even if there wasn't another side.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be wrong.
Well, and this was one of them. So we're stacking, you're collecting cards and you're stacking tokens on your board in certain ways to get the points based on what's on your card. Like, I think that kind of breaks it down.
Yeah.
Very basic.
Yeah, simplistically. Exactly.
Without, like, go right now, put us on pause, go look at the rules and pictures or whatever, and you'll see kind of what we mean. It's just too much to try and explain. But you've got tokens that are different colors. You stack them different ways to represent different habitats and different animals. The cards represent that. You put that on your board to get points at the end.
Yeah.
Nailed it! But there's some super strategy to it based on what is available from the middle to grab for your tokens, what cards are available, and what's very limited spaces on your board. So you might start with one strategy, and within one turn, like, your strategy is gone and you're hosed. And the one thing that I think we all noticed about this game is that we all felt like we were failing at all times.
Yep. Well, and you can place the tiles on your board matching animals and their patterns, right? You can do it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you indicate that you've matched with a cube, and you can't have more than one cube on one tile. But you also have, like, a reference card where you can build up trees and different types of landscapes. So, like, water landscape, mountain ranges, fields or prairies. I can't remember what that one's called. What is
buildings?
Buildings, thank you.
Yep.
And, like, a stream. And so you follow the different characteristics of that. So you can do a mix of the animal thing, and you can also do the landscapes, or you can do one or the other. Like, that's up to you. That's your strategy on how you want to do it. And based on how the tiles are placed out in this center board of, I think there's four tiles on each of, like, five circles, and you get to choose between them.
Yeah.
And how you want to place them. Yeah. But you always have to take tiles, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, you always have to take tiles, but you have the option of taking a card that has that certain manipulation of the board or whatever, where you want to put those tokens or whatever. I like that they have the, like, kind of two ways to go about scoring, but, like, you almost have to, like, have a good balance between the two. Because I, even at, we were talking about when we were playing, I was like, I'm just going to try to do the ones on the card. And you're like, if you do that, you're not going to win.
Yeah, it's so tricky because there are, like you said, the two ways of scoring. And you can go in and try and really go with setting up your habitat to try and meet your criteria for that. But then you have to throw some animals out there because, especially if you get something blocked or something's not available and you end up having to block yourself, you just can't do what you want for your habitat and you might end up with nothing. So then you're trying to recover by getting some animals. So yeah, those first few rounds, and I think I've mentioned before, like, I'm not a fan of games where if you mess up right away, you're just screwed for the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. And this one is one of those, but it's going to happen, and it happens to everyone.
Yeah.
So it's like an equal, like, you're on equal footing. It's not like, just because you know how to play this game and you've played it a whole bunch of times, you might still get blocked just by what's out on the board. So it's going to happen to everyone. At some point during this game, you're going to get hosed out of what you thought you were going to be able to do, and you're going to kind of stagnate, and you're going to have to try and adapt, and you just might not be able to.
Yeah.
So it's, you're all on equal footing on that, where I was a little nervous when we started playing this one that I was like, this seems like one that if I make a mistake early, I am trapped. Well,
and you referenced that when we first started playing because you were like, I lined up my tiles wrong.
Right.
And now I think that I totally screwed up this entire game for me. And then you ended up winning that game, didn't you?
No, I didn't
win. You were really close, though.
Yeah.
You lost by like one or two points.
We were all within striking distance, I think.
Which you were surprised.
Right. And that was, at first, it was like, man, I messed this up bad. But whatever, like, if you can't have fun playing a game, you're losing. Why are you playing games? So I was just like playing along, going with it. And then I was like, wait a second, everybody is complaining. Like, and then I'm looking at what everybody's got. And it's like, wow, this person's really whining that they're getting beat, but they're beating me. And then, like, wait a second, I think I'm actually ahead of this other person. I was like, you know what? This game's really, really hard, but it's super simple to play. But I think that's good because there is no jump. Like, just because you know how to play this, you're not going to beat the pants off somebody new. So if you're a new player or you're the novice, like, you know, like, I'm starting to maybe climb out of that novice role, maybe, which feels a little weird, but, like, anybody that can have just some basic common sense can play this game and can compete with somebody that really knows what they're doing. How to, like, knowing how to organize some of the stuff on your board may give you a little bit of an advantage, but not much, because you're still relying on what is available your turn, and I might play and look out at the board and go, cool, next time I'm doing this. And then the person to my left grabs the tokens I was going to take, and then the person right before my turn grabs the card that I wanted, and now on the board there is nothing that can help me, but I have to take something. I'm going to mess my board up even more.
It's crazy because, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I think that's why they probably put in these extra, like, oh, if you have so many of these or so many of these, then you'll actually score and you don't have to use these cards.
What were we saying?
Because that, you know, when they actually, I haven't unpaused.
Okay. I didn't even see you do that.
Yeah, I'm quick. Shut up. So, like, I think they know that, you know, when you get these cards, you're not going to always get what you want. So they give you this other option of, like, saying, like, okay, if you put a couple of pieces of tree and then put that little those little leaves on the top, then you've got yourself a good tree that scores you points. So like you said, Jason, like you're not just all of a sudden like, shit, what do I do now?
Right.
You know?
But although you like everybody is gonna get
they're gonna do that
turns
anyway.
Where you're just gonna go, well, there's nothing I can do here. And you just get you just try to hide it the best and set it up to maybe make something that's gonna give you points towards the end, which they do a good job of that also, even if your hand is hosing you for trying to set something up with the cards, connecting different things, whether it's connecting the water tokens to make a river, connecting fields, trying to keep some of the fields separate, putting the mountains near each other, like some of those kind of things, you can go, okay, well, I'm gonna link these things together so that I know I'm at least getting points here, even if I'm hosing myself so I'm not able to do anything else for a little while.
Yeah.
At least I'm getting something positive out of this turn.
Yeah.
So there's always, I shouldn't say always, there's usually something like that that you can do.
But it ends up being interesting because then you're like, oh man, what do I do? And then it kind of gets stressful because then you're like, do I do this card? How can I set myself up with this, doing this habitat? Or do I focus on the terrain? Or what can I do? Because these aren't the tiles that I really wanted. Or
you
want to pull your hair out sometimes. Yeah, or you throw something in the corner because you're like, I don't know what to do with that. Mm-hmm. That's what I did.
Yeah, which sometimes. You might have. There's even been times where I'm like, I have this card and it only scores twice. And I'm like, once I score the second time, it's going to be a lot of points. But it's like, it takes up so much surface area. You're like, oh, shit. I'm going to screw the rest of my game up, probably.
Yep, for sure, yeah. And some of them you look at and it's like, oh, well, this is going to be easy because it's just putting together, you know, a gray and an orange or a gray and a yellow or whatever, and I just need to do that. But you can put, you know, there's five or what, six spots a lot of times around each one. So you could technically put out a yellow one and put, you know, just as an example, and then put a gray one all the way around. And that gets you multiple points for each one of those. And, oh, that should be really easy. But then your next turn, you get something else, and you're like, well, now I have to put something in the way. Or the cards that come up all need you to do something completely different. So it's really a frustrating, like, strategy kind of game. And, like, you feel like you're losing. So if you're the kind of the person that is like, man, I gotta feel like I'm winning to have fun, like, yeah, this is maybe one of those games where you should just go into it going, you know what, I'm gonna be frustrated, and I'm gonna have to make that be fun, because it is frustrating, but it's really fun. I love this game.
Yeah, I do too. Another thing that I really give credit to this game too is that they could have made larger boards for each player, so it could have been a thing where it's like, now you're doing too much, and now the scoring could be way too high, or like there might be some weird like unbalancing of stuff, but also brings back the replayability too, because you get done, you're like, what the fuck did I didn't do anything.
Right.
Let's play this again. I gotta do something.
Yeah, we just started. Yeah. Where I think if you really wanted to, I think you could make house rules for this one very easily. You know, where throw out more cards, put, you know, if you're doing a two player, maybe, you know, we did four player, but maybe use multiple boards or whatever. I think this
oh my god, multiple boards would make me go, ah!
Yeah. I think this is one where house rules, you could really play with this one and make your own and take it to a whole other level, even though it doesn't need it. Like, the rules that it has, like you said, like, you're playing and you're done and you're like, every single person gets there and goes, well, I lost. And then you start scoring up and you're like, oh, shoot, we're all within 5 points of each other. That one was really fun. Like, holy crap, we were all close. Or maybe I shouldn't have been so stressed out the whole time or whatever. Like, it was just like, this is a well-done game. It's fun for being just basic and simple. It's got so much strategy and change to it.
Well, and the art is awesome, too.
It does have awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the colors because they're like,
they're very contrasting.
They're more muted. They're not like bright and bold necessarily. They're kind of calming.
Well, and I think it's kind of cool the way that, because you're just using disc, you know, blocks that are different colors. That's all that it is.
Yeah.
But the way that they do it for their animals and the animals acting in the habitats makes sense. Where like, We're looking at some of them in front of us right now, and the penguins have two waters next to their version of stone that you use for mountains. So you have to get mm-hmm. a blue on each side of a gray, and then that gets you a penguin. Well, that makes sense because a penguin is going to hang out on a rock
yeah.
right next to water. So yeah. it's like some of those little ones where every card makes sense once you look at it and think about it in the abstract, because it's a very abstract game. But it all makes sense.
And it does.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a big thumbs up to Johan Benvenuto for designing the game and the artwork. The beautiful artwork is done by Maeva Da Silva.
Very cool. Yeah. Their artwork and their game are as beautiful as their names.
That's right. That's right. Hopefully.
Yes, I am flirting with them. I have no idea who they are or where they are, but you done well, friends. Nah, it's, yeah, well done game. Very cool. Very fun. I would play this one. This is one I would play over and over.
Yeah,
and
again. And I remember when it first came out, like, all I hear about was this game. So it was nice that all of a sudden Mike's like, yeah, well, let's play this game. I'm like, oh my God, I've heard really good things about this game, you know? So I'm mm-hmm. like, I was excited to play it.
And well, and you're not just blowing smoke and being hyperbole, because we played it 1 week and you owned it by the next week.
That was my fault.
And we also played it the week after that. So, like, yeah. obviously we liked it because... We've talked about this before, like, between all of us, we have a lot of board games to play. Yep. So to pick a game consecutively in consecutive weeks, that says a lot, I feel
right.
like.
Well, that and the fact that you're always like, well, Mike has that game, so we don't need that game. And I'm like, but we need that game.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of times when you talk about stuff, it's like, oh, man, I really like that. I would own that one. But in this case, like... You guys really did. Like,
yeah.
It was, you know, putting your actions where your mouth is. So it's not just like, oh, yeah, we're telling you guys that are listening that you should go get this one if you really liked it. You guys really did. You liked it well enough. And I don't need to both of the families
we'll
I play with.
We'll sandwich you with the game.
So, all right. I know where to come get it if I need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well done game.
Yeah. You know. For sure. For sure. Yeah, so check it out. Go to
check it out.
Go to your local board game store. Pick it up.
Shop local.
That's right. Always. Because those big box stores and stuff like that, they already get the money. They don't need your money. Let's shop local instead.
Shop local.
That's right.
Check it out.
This is all of a sudden morning DJ stuff.
Limp Bizkit.
That's right.
Limp Bizkit style. Check it out.
All right, we're going to get off of this episode before it goes too much off the deep end. So until next time, I'm Kurt.
And I'm Tracy.
I'm Jason.
And this was the MFG Cast.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.